Welcome to the Fuck the Generational Wealth Gap podcast. I'm your host, Elise Alexander, your go-to fam when it comes to creating a wealthy life and getting rid of all the baggage that comes with codependency and perfectionism. It is not an easy trip, but you better bet your ass it's worth it and you are worthy of it. So today I have a really exciting episode and also a little bit of like a nice punch in the face. And today is going to be about why is it that we don't ask for help? Especially when it comes to wealth. So we are going to talk about why is it important to ask for help. We're going to talk about why we're unable to maybe know how to ask for help, how to execute asking for help, why do we ask for help, and all of those nitty-gritty details. So the first couple of minutes, I really want to share with you the two key differences that I notice in why don't people ask for help? Like, why don't we ask for help when it comes to wealth or in general? And the two key factors that I've realized is number one, not knowing you can ask. I know that it sounds like so straightforward, but not knowing that you can ask. You can ask 100%. You can ask other people for help with wealth. And the second being not knowing how to ask. These are two key differences in asking for help, but they're two things that normally come up when people go to maybe that place of wanting to ask for help, that they either don't know how or that they didn't know that they can actually ask. So for me, I was someone who had no idea that I could ask because I'm someone who grew up in a really entrepreneurial family, but with the men running the show, there was never really a place for a woman to be respected as well as ask for help. Like you either had to know everything or there was like no respect if you had to ask for help. So in that experience, I kind of started to learn and teach myself that asking for help was because you couldn't be perfect. And anyone out there who feels like when they're not doing something perfect, that like, it's shit, like scrap it. Don't even want to look at it again, but it was probably really good or at least a really good first try. This is kind of how I feel about asking for help. It is a muscle, just like everything else that we have to train in order to start to feel connected and feel good about asking for help. So in not knowing that I could ask, because even though people in my family were entrepreneurs, it wasn't seen as women to do those sorts of things and to be the supporter or the financial patron in the relationship. So I started to get this idea, okay, I can't ask for help. Okay, if I start to ask for help, then I'm stupid. And really connecting with, okay, maybe I need to go outside my circle and ask those people for help. And I started to get this fear that overtook me and was like, no. Why would we ask other people for help? Like these people are making money. These people are doing like amazing things. Why would I do that? Why would I not just go for another certification or go to another institution or go get a finance degree? Okay, this is going to be a really large newsflash to a lot of people. You don't learn how to create financial wealth in any kind of college, in any kind of finance institution education. You only learn how to create actual fundamental financial freedom through people who have done it. Mic drop. Because that was a big one for me. I had no idea that I had to find someone that I liked their values because I wanted to live the life that they were living and that it felt good to me and that they had the answers, but I had to go get it. It wasn't just gonna come to me. It wasn't just gonna like come past me and be like, oh my God, okay, you know what, Elise, we're gonna put it right down here for you. And you're just gonna like open the first page and it's gonna be like how it's like to be a millionaire. Unfortunately, not all the tools come that way. So I really discovered this idea that I had to go outside of people who I knew and people who I had known my entire life to go outside of people who I had never met and be willing to be a rookie. First key tip in asking for help. You have to be willing to be a rookie. You have to be willing to be starting at something. Number two, key in asking for help. Don't ask in a way that's like, I need this and I'm not giving you anything. Maybe offer someone value, even if it's joining a course, even if it's joining a community, because that's still offering value to someone else. You're saying what someone else has is value and that you want to be a part of it. So that's one of the big key factors in how I started asking for help. Number three, asking for help tip. Finding someone who you're comfortable with and asking them for help. I tried to go straight from like mile one to mile 50. And I was like, I'm gonna ask the person who's making the money that I want to make right now. I'm gonna ask that person what they're doing. But I didn't realize that in order to get comfortable with asking for help in such a free way, that like allowing it to come out of my mouth, because I was someone who was very introverted and someone who did not speak my voice. So in allowing myself to be able to ask for help, I realized that I had to ask someone that I knew, that I cared for, that I trusted. And in being vulnerable with them, could I then start to discover that muscle and that tool to be able to continue to ask for help? And if they didn't know, we would find someone else who knew, because that's also what asking for help gives you. It gives you opportunity to network, because you can see all around you of why asking for help may be scary. But instead of scary, I'm going to give you the opportunity to step into faith. Every time I have asked for help, there has been guidance on the other side. But asking for help also means that you have to surrender that you do not know the answer. That one was a big one for me, you guys. Admitting that I did not know the answer meant that either I was stupid, or that I couldn't figure something out by myself, or that I wasn't good enough, or that I wasn't worthy enough. Again, all stories of what I told myself, not actually truth or reality, but things that I said to myself. So what I want to share with you is that it's the mental rewiring that comes with asking for help. And I'll start with, why do we ask for help and why is it important? Because if we don't know the answer and we cannot become humble enough to ask someone for the answer, then how are we going to ever get an answer, you guys? How are we ever going to go out of stagnation? How are we ever going to reach our fullest potential? How are we ever going to step into who we get to be if we do not ask for help? Because we all know when we're meant for more. And we all know when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, shit, is this it? Is this my whole life? Is this what we're going to do for the next like 50, 60, 70, 80 years? And you kind of lose it a little bit, but you pretend as though it's not there. And then you try and go back to bed. Yeah, I've had this happen to me a couple of times in my life, and not just once. So I am very aware to the wake-up call that keeps trying to come get you, that you keep running away from, because I ran away from it for most of my life. So how do you know how to ask for help? Number one, I told you, is being able to talk to someone that you care about, that you trust, and being able to ask them for help. If you're asking someone that you've never met, I'm going to give you a key here. That when you ask someone that you've never met for help, be very specific, be very straightforward, and be very kind in your delivery. And say how much you appreciate their time in being willing to even answer your question, whether it's in an email, whether it's meeting someone in person for the first time, whether it is an IG message that you're sending to a friend of yours. The only way to ask for help is to just be vulnerable, straightforward, honest, and kind, because that is what we respond to as humans. We don't respond to demands. We don't respond to control. We don't respond to someone making us do something. So knowing how to ask for help is a lot of how to figure out things about yourself. it's really a lot of self-discipline and a lot of self-discovery when you start to ask for help. So, who do you ask for help? For me, asking for help with wealth came down to the fact that I knew no one at the time who was creating the life I wanted to live, the way I wanted to live it, the way I wanted to give back, the way I wanted to experience and live every moment of my life, and also create the mega empire and legacy that they were looking to create. So I had to start looking up people. I had to start typing in on Google and figuring out people and discovering their lives and kind of stalking them, which is how I found the beautiful, amazing Miss Tiffany Carter. Because shout out to my coach, that she lives and works the way that she wants to live her life. And she asked for help when she didn't know, which is why I know that I can ask for help when I don't know. And it's not just to one person, it's to people who have lived the experience that you're looking to live. You need to ask people who are either currently financially free or who have been financially free, are not now, and are going back to it. Because I'll tell you, there's something special about figuring out how to get up after you've fallen. Because there's a lot of people, you guys, who have never fallen, who won't know how to get back up. And it is a skill, it is a talent, it is something that you can keep in your toolbox and give you beauty in the future, knowing how to get back up. Because there will be someone who maybe gives you an answer that you don't like. Who maybe in your mind, the story you're telling yourself is that they don't like you enough to respond. But that's not at all what's happening. But again, keyword that I said was story that we're telling ourselves. When people didn't used to respond to me for weeks or months or even a year, I would be like, oh my God, they don't like me. They don't want what I have to offer. They don't want to experience my energy. Maybe they just don't understand. And I realized I was actually asking the wrong people. So who is very keenly important? I would say someone who has similar values to you, someone who is like-minded, someone who is creating the life that you want to live, and who has made some mistakes, because you actually learn more. You ready for this one? You learn more from people who have given experiences and made mistakes and lessons rather than from institutions. Mic drop. I'm going to say that again. You learn more and you can take more action from people who have done what you're looking to do and who have done those experiences and had lessons and learned rather than institutions. Because I'll tell you guys, it's about getting started. It's about getting started messy. It's about going and taking action right the heck now. And that's what we have to do. So that's why I created this podcast, is to really show people that it's about the little steps and it's about finding ways to get something that maybe you didn't have, but also giving in return. Because I believe for every give, there is a receive, and it may not come from the same person. So someone who has similar values, someone who's looking to do with what you want to do. And if you say, Elise, well, I'm creating new shoes. No one's ever done what I've ever done before. Okay. I hear you, I see you, I acknowledge you, I respect you, because I'm doing the same thing. So for me, I had to find people who were as close as I could possibly get. And then here's where it starts. You step on faith. You step on faith so hard that you literally are just yourself. And that is exactly what I am doing here. It's exactly what I intend to do for you guys. And in our last question, I want to talk about why it could be hard to ask for help with wealth if you are a recovering perfectionist and recovering codependent. Because for me, I always felt like if I asked for help, I told you, I was stupid, or I didn't know anything, or I wasn't going to be the person picked to explain the thing. And I realized if I couldn't do this on my own, then I was blank. And you could fill in the blank. But that was a belief that I had in my head that I needed to shift. Because you need multiple people to create a bigger vision. You need all of the community that will give you their energy, because we need millions of people on this planet to change this world. And that's what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to help people who want to change the world. So we are not responsible for what we are taught, because most people weren't taught how to ask for help. Me included, wasn't taught how to ask for help. But you are responsible for who you are now. So I used to have these feelings like, what if no one helped me? Or what if I wasn't asking the right way? Or what if someone made fun of me because I was supposed to ask a different way? And I realized I just had to let all that go. Because if not, it was going to be the thing to stop me from all the people I was meant to help, like you. So the question that I want to leave you with today is, what would you ask for help with if you were willing to listen to the whisper inside of you? And I'll repeat that one more time. What would you ask for help with if you were willing to whisper to the to listen to the whisper inside of you talking? Is it wealth? Is it health? Is it willingness? What is it? I'm so curious. So spend your time with like-minded people, give every day and ask an uncomfortable question, ask the right people for help. And if you don't know, you need to know probably. So next week, I would love to talk to you guys. Thank you so much for joining me on Fuck the Generational Wealth Gap podcast. And I will see you guys next week.